Today's video is sponsored by Mint Mobile. I didn't want to spend any time on Melania Trump's awful, boring-ass documentary movie, but it's set to bomb, and there is more to this documentary that you all need to know, because the corruption behind it goes deeper than most mainstream media is reporting. The timing on all of this is also just awful. Donald Trump is currently occupying Minneapolis with ICE forces and trying to cover up the execution of 37-year-old nurse Alex Preddy. Quite literally, everything is falling apart around Trump, and yet his wife is out there dominating the airwaves talking about her no good, awful, boring movie named Melania. You genuinely can't make this stuff up. So Melania is being mocked as her $75 million movie is already struggling, but I want to back up and go a little bit deeper because the corruption behind this movie and Jeff Bezos' involvement is just mind-numbing. So to put this into perspective, when Hillary Clinton was the first lady, in the 90s, a furor erupted over reports that she had once made $100,000 from a $1,000 investment in cattle futures. Even though this had happened a dozen years before her husband, Bill, became president, it became a scandal that lasted weeks and forced the White House to initiate a full review. That is some context, because 31 years later, after one dinner at Mar-a-Lago, Jeff Bezos agreed to finance a promotional film about Melania Trump that will reportedly put $28 million directly in her pocket, 280 times the Clinton lucre, and in this case, from a person with a vested interest in policies set by her husband's government. No scandal, no outrage, only a movie that is absolutely bombing when it actually releases, and why? Why is Amazon willing to fund a movie, eat the cost, eat the loss, and continue to move on like nothing has happened? Well, because Jeff Bezos is viewing this as a return on his investment. He could say return because he wins favor from Donald Trump and Melania, even if they lose a measly, $50 million, maybe the extra $28 million they paid her as well. Now, Melania is being mocked and trying to go on Fox News to cover up the meltdown that is ensuing after her movie is doing awfully. A big-budget documentary about First Lady Melania Trump is getting roasted online as theater are struggling to sell any tickets ahead of its quote-unquote cinematic release. Travis Akers points out, not a single ticket sold for the opening night showing of Melania at the busiest movie theater in the Metro Jacksonville area. Quite literally, not a single ticket. Imagine the type of person that takes time out of their day to go watch the Melania movie rather than seeing, just watch like one battle after another, like a normal person. I'm just starting the show Mad Men. It's really good. Just watch that like a normal effing person. So now Melania Trump goes on Fox News and tries to sell herself. She first calls for unity after months of being silent while her husband slash the president is calling to lock up Governor Walz. Watch.
But first, let's talk about some of the news that's happening around our country. And let's start with what's happening in Minnesota. There are these protests. There are these shootings. The world is divided. There's pressure on both sides. You have talked a lot about coming together and being respectful. And your husband yesterday had a way to maybe bring some calmness to that area, contacting the governor, contacting the mayor, hopefully working together. What is your message for America about unifying both sides?
We need to unify. I'm calling for unity. I know my husband, the president, had a great call yesterday with the governor and the mayor, and they're working together to make it peaceful and without riots. I'm against the violence, so if you protest in peace.
How can you call for unity when you're not even unified with her husband? You're not even living in the same house as your husband. She's living in New York while Trump lives in the White House. Secondly, I hate this gaslighting that Trump is now trying to quote-unquote de-escalate with Tim Walz. Dude, Trump has been calling for Tim Walz and Mayor Fry to be thrown in prison. Trump has been threatening the Insurrection Act. This has been one escalatory game for Trump where he surges 800 troops into Minneapolis, then another 800. Then it got up to 3,000 plus federal agents. Now he wants to de-escalate. Melania Trump was very clearly fed lines here. And you know what I find funny? There's a very real chance this video, the video that I'm making now and you're watching, after we post it across all platforms, whether you're watching on YouTube, on Facebook, on Spotify, this video may get more total views than the Melania Trump movie. If you want that to happen, drop a like, whether you're watching on Facebook or Spotify. Make sure you subscribe to the feed. If this video gets a few hundred thousand views, it could very well get more views than the Melania Trump movie, which is actually bombing. Another documentary filmmaker, Greg Mitchell, pointed out on Twitter, quote, Trump claims that Melania's screenings are selling out fast. But at my large nearby multiplex, for four screenings on opening day Friday, they have so far sold only 20 tickets. 20 tickets. And you can see screenshot after screenshot of the Melania movie. Another documentary filmmaker, Greg Mitchell, posted, quote, Trump claims that Melania screenings are selling out fast, but at his large nearby multiplex, this filmmaker, for four screenings on opening day, they've only sold 20 tickets. Four theaters in LA only sold 5 total tickets. And as I scroll down, you'll see that there's no tickets sold here. They've sold none here. And some of them, they've sold maybe 1 or 2 tickets. Who's the one or two? Who's the couple that's spending their night going to see the Melania Trump movie? Here's Melania Trump on Fox News further saying that she has spent time establishing the East Wing of the White House in the documentary. Just listen to this.
You released that right here on Fox and Friends First recently. What can we expect, and why was this important to you? Because you're a very private person in many, many aspects.
This story was never told before. So the audience will see me, how I manage my business, my philanthropy, family, preparation for the inauguration, and also establishing the East Wing for the White House. How I manage.
Am I hearing that right? So the documentary filmed a few months ago is about how they're going to establish the East Wing, how they were establishing the East Wing, the same East Wing that Donald Trump then tore down. Who's going to tell her? Donald Trump literally tore down that same East Wing. In this clip, Melania Trump talks about having so many wonderful world leaders on her side. This is like some crazy propaganda shit. Donald Trump is going Mad King mode, torching our reputation on the global stage in Davos, Switzerland, representing us awfully. And Melania Trump goes on there and smiles like she doesn't know about any of this. Dude, Melania Trump has been applying pressure to Donald behind the scenes to put more force against Vladimir Putin. She knows that Trump is a mess. She knows the U.S. economy is a mess, but she's sitting there smiling because she's getting rich as hell off of this movie that made her, again, $28 million, a $28 million bag, and they can't even sell out any tickets whatsoever. It's clear quid pro quo. Take a look.
And I know that you had a private screening for the movie on Saturday. Just very, very close friends, family members. A source that was there told me that the college students, the teenagers, were mystified. They were glued to the screen. They loved it.
And who told her that? Caroline Levitt?
And I was curious to know, what did the president say to you after the screening, after he saw it for the first time? Was that the first time you saw it Saturday night?
It was the first time that he saw a whole film, and he loved it. He said, a must watch.
And then what about Barron? Because I know Barron's in the film a lot. What did he say? What was his reaction?
He is in the film, and he liked it too.
And what about the other children?
The other children didn't see it yet.
Okay.
They will see it soon. But it was wonderful to have so many world leaders with me on Saturday from all different fields. And we were celebrating it and the reception of the movie.
Someone in the comments is going dark woke. They said, I know English isn't Melania's first language, but don't conservatives always complain about immigrants living here for 30 years and not being fluent in English? Don't you think Melania should either assimilate or get the hell out of our country, says this comment. I mean, it's not a wrong comment if you're going to apply the right-wing framework to how Melania Trump acts. Now, this is the moment that is so weird. Melania then says she's working on more legislation of some, like, what is this interview? She's acting like she is some involved first lady like Michelle Obama was, like she's spearheading new programs. Dude, she's cashing in on a $30 million movie because she's decades younger than Trump and gets to enjoy this money for much longer than he does. And then she goes and smiles on TV while her husband is burning everything down and says she's working on legislation. What? Is this legislation for the East Wing that you apparently helped build that Trump then demolished? None of this makes sense.
And what is it like being in the White House for the second term? Compare that to the first term, because this is the beginning of moving back into the house you lived in 4 years prior.
As I said, I'm very action-oriented, and we had a great success the first year. So many, as you just mentioned, Take a Down Act legislation. It was bipartisan, was a big success. It was written into a law. I'm working on another legislation right now. I have Fostering the Future and so many other points that you mentioned, $25 million to HUD for fostering the future children, as so many different things that people can go on my website and read it.
Yeah, I'm going to go read legislation on the Melania Trump website to inform me of my current political views. This is all a joke. It is all a corrupt joke. Donald Trump has enriched himself more than any other president in U.S. history ever. He has made billions and billions of dollars off of this. His family members have made billions and billions of dollars off of his first year in office. And this is Melania Trump simply cashing in on that, even though her movie is bombing. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Make sure you drop a like and we can get more views than Melania. We do every single day. I love you. Peace out. And really quickly, let me introduce you all to something that I actually use and truly do recommend. If your wireless bill is way too inflated due to the service that you choose, Mint Mobile is the fix for you. Mint Mobile has made everything super easy and fully online. I haven't had to go to the store or interact with anybody. I just went to mintmobile.com, chose my plan, activated, and then I was good to go. And right now, for a limited time, Mint is offering 50% off their unlimited wireless plan. Again, 50% off of the unlimited plan, and you can lock in their lowest price of the year right now, which is $15 per month for a 3, 6, or 12-month plan. It's up to you at that point. But that gets you unlimited talk and text on the nation's largest 5G network with coverage for 98% of Americans on 5G and 99% of Americans on 4G LTE. It's fast, reliable, easy to use when you're traveling or going to work. You can get free calling to Mexico, Canada, the UK, and a hotspot that is included with up to 20 gigabytes on the unlimited plan. That's a lot if you are out in public and trying to connect to your laptop or connect to other phones. One of the biggest reasons Mint is able to do this is due to bulk savings. If you buy 3 or 6 or 12 months up front, the more you save. So here's the deal. Stop letting your wireless bill break your bank. Get the new customer offer and pay $15 a month for 3, 6, or 12 months and 50% off your unlimited wireless plan by going to mintmobile.com/Adam Mockler. And if you're watching this is a limited time offer. There is an upfront payment of $45 for the 3-month plan, $90 for the 6-month plan, and $180 for the 12-month plan required. That is the equivalent to $15 a month. Taxes and fees are extra, and this is the initial plan term only. Over 50 gigabytes may slow when the network is busy. Capable device required, availability, speed, and coverage varies. Just go to mintmobile.com. Thank you to Mint Mobile for sponsoring this video, and thank you to you all.